Chapter 3. Thursday. I wake up about 10. The message light on the phone is blinking. Willie, pick up if you're there. I know it's early, but they caught him. Jackson. A couple of the copy desk guys came by after work last night and helped me finish off the majority of a half gallon of early times. I'd savored the idea of going back to sleep for another hour or so. Not to be. By the time I get half-dressed and down to City Hall, smoking my breakfast on the way, the press conference has started without me. All the TV stations are well represented. On the dais, L.D. Jones, our police chief, sits along with a couple of mid-level cop bureaucrat types, our knucklehead mayor and David Shiflett. The chief is explaining how they pored over the video from the camera in the lobby at the victim's dorm and had, with corroboration from Isabel's roommates, determined that she had dated one Martin Fell, age 32, the night she disappeared. So much, I think, for talking with Andy's old high school acquaintance. Cops beat me to it, for once. Nobody looks good getting arrested, but in the picture they show us, Martin Fell looks worse than most. He's a little guy. They list him as 5'9", and he looks skinny as hell. He has an eyebrow and a nostril pierced and some kind of tattoo on his neck. He has dark, spiky hair. He looks dazed and confused. One of the TV guys asks if there'll be a perp walk later, and the chief says yeah, and the rest of the TV people perk up. Fresh meat. Other evidence indicated that Fell was the prime suspect, the chief says. Plus, he confessed. He was now in custody. Shiflett is there. Because apparently...